Explaining Postmodernism, Chapter 5, The Crisis of Socialism. Marxism and Waiting for Godot. First formulated in the mid-19th century, classical Marxist socialism made two related pairs of claims, one pair economic and one pair moral. Economically, it argued that capitalism was driven by a logic of competitive exploitation that would cause its eventual collapse. Socialism's communal form of production, by contrast, would prove to be economically superior. Morally, it argued, capitalism was evil both because of the self-interested motives of those who engaged in capitalist competition and because of the exploitation and alienation that competition caused. Socialism, by contrast, would be based on selfless sacrifice and communal sharing. The initial hopes of Marxist socialists centered on capitalism's internal economic contradictions. The contradictions, they thought, would manifest themselves in increasing class conflict. As the competition for resources heated up, the capitalists' exploitation of the proletariat would necessarily increase. As the exploitation increased, the proletariat would come to realize its alienation and oppression. At some point, the exploited proletariat would decide that it was not going to take it anymore, and revolution would ensue. So the strategy of the Marxist intellectuals was to wait and mount a lookout for signs that capitalism's contradictions were leading logically and inexorably to revolution. They waited a long time. By the early part of the 20th century, after several failed predictions of imminent revolution, not only was it becoming embarrassing to make further predictions, it was beginning to seem that capitalism was developing in a direction opposite to the way that Marxism said it should be developing.